In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This beautiful feast of all the saints reminds us of the triumph our Lord Jesus Christ won over death. His victory, his dying and rising, assures us that our dying, our death, which will come to us all, will not be the end for us. Jesus assured his disciples, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." So beyond death, we are taught and believe, is new life with God, new life with those who have triumphed by God's grace and share the eternal glory of the heavenly kingdom. The saints are in heaven with God, the Holy Trinity, with the angels and archangels, the cherubim and seraphim, the great company of those who worship Almighty God day and night. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. So who are the saints? Of course, we know the names of many of the saints and cherish them. The glorious company of the apostles, the noble army of martyrs, the bishops and confessors, the men and women held up to us as examples of sanctity and raised to our altars. Here in particular, we cherish the name of our patron saint, St. Peter, the Prince of the Apostles. We also delight in the company of St. Edward, King and Confessor, whose body lies in the great shrine behind the high altar, and which has recently been dignified with a wonderful icon by the Russian archimandrite Father Zenon. We need to know and recognize that the saints of God are sometimes portrayed in plaster or stone, and we can look at the perfection of their image and ponder their piety and imagine for some moment that they were, throughout their lives, utterly good and entirely holy. But this cannot be. Only one human being, we believe, was truly holy throughout his life, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Saints have flaws. They were and are human, not divine. Think of the recent canonization in Rome of John Henry Newman, who took his journey from Anglican evangelicalism to a primitive version of Anglo-Catholicism to Roman Catholicism. Always faithful, but always inquiring, searching, sometimes despondent, even despairing. In his most famous hymn, the saint confesses, "I don't ask to see the distant scene, one step enough for me. I wasn't ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldst lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I loved the garish day, and spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not past years." Thus he acknowledged his early failures to love and obey Almighty God. He wanted to go his own way, not to be led by God, but to choose. How like us he was. How great was the gift of the Holy Spirit that turned him to pray to God. "So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still will lead me on, or moor and fen, or crag and torrent, till the night is gone, and with the morn those angel faces smile, which I have loved long since, and lost a while." St. John Henry should be an example, an encouragement, and an inspiration for us. But today we think not of those well-known, named saints, each with their special day of celebration. We think instead of the great company of the saints, whose names are not known to us, or not remembered by us. We include in that great list of God's holy, ordinary people the plebs sancta Dei, those we have known and admired and loved and who have gone before us, whom the Church has not named as saints, but whom we know to have been an example and an inspiration to us on our own journey of faith. The names crowd in of people who've ministered to me from my childhood onwards. On the wall of my office here, I have a photograph of the clergy and servers of the parish of Eltham, where I grew up, where I became a boat boy carrying the incense boat at the age of 5. The date of the photograph would have been 1953 or 1954. Our vicar then was Father Dudley Hodges, and with him were Father Cyril Price, the curate, and 21 altar servers, many of whom I remember from later years, most of whom were dressed like the servers here today. The picture came to me after his death through my dear friend Kenneth Stevenson, whose father-in-law had been at college with Dudley Hodges. Father Hodges moved parish in 1955, but 6 years later nurtured my vocation to the priesthood. I thank God for him, as for Father Bill Rhodes, a later vicar, Father Anthony Toller, our school chaplain, and then later Father Gordon O'Loughlin, the parish priest when I was teaching in Hull. Each was in his own way, of course, human, and therefore flawed, as are we all, but each, with many others, an encouragement and inspiration to me. Then I think of those to whom in theory I ministered, but who also ministered to me, especially in my 17 years as a parish priest. In Kennington, when I was curate of St. John the Divine Parish Church, Gertie Smith had been a headmistress, was full of wisdom and years, chuckling often, loving the church, and loving God, and being kind to a stupid young curate. And Mary Digby, the sacristan, who made and repaired beautiful vestments and who died suddenly of undiagnosed diabetes. Then when I became a parish priest in Wimbledon, Annie Rippington was 93 and was still playing the organ. She'd filled in for someone who'd gone to war in 1939 and was still playing 39 years later. She seemed happy to step down. I could go on to Streatham and beyond, men and women, loving God, faithful, and so many more, family and friends who've gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. I thank God for them all. This place, too, is holy. Our predecessors, abbots and monks, deans and canons, organists, lay vicars and choristers, faithful worshippers. Not all have been good, not all have been holy, but all have been part of the plebs sancta Dei, the holy, ordinary people of God. These stones that have echoed their praises are holy, and dear is the ground where their feet have once trod. In the south cloister are the effigies of several early abbots, worn smooth through the ages from the days of their burial in the cloister garth. The Holy Spirit of God can wear smooth our rough edges and reform us with his grace so that we too may be a worthy part of that great company of heaven. Our purpose and our destiny is to be saints of God. Amen.